Chapter 66. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What manner of house will you build for me, and what place shall be my rest? For all these things has my hand made, and so all these things came to be, says the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. He who kills an ox is as he who kills a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as he who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers an offering as he who offers pig's blood. He who burns frankincense as he who blesses an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears on them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did that which was evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I didn't delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who cast you out for my name's sake, have said, Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But it is those who shall be disappointed. A voice of tumult from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that renders recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I who cause to bring forth shut the womb, says your God? Rejoice, you with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn over her, that you may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and you shall suck of it. You shall be borne on the side, and shall be dandled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see it, and your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like the tender grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and he will have indignation against his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and his chariot shall be like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fierceness, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord execute judgment, and by his sword on all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens, behind one in the midst, eating pig's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, they shall come to an end together, says the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time comes that I will gather all nations and languages, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send such as escape of them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, who have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers out of all the nations for an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters, and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord, as the children of Israel bring their offerings in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. Of them also will I take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall happen that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says the Lord. They shall go forth and look on the dead bodies of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring to all flesh.